Grace, mercy, and peace be unto all of you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. After the recent election, one of our newspapers editorialized how unfortunate it was that so many candidates for political office resorted to deceit to gain their own selfish ends. We may regret the fact that so many politicians engage in deceitfulness to gain their ends, but I'm sure you are aware of the fact that politicians are by no means the only class of human beings who experience this hazard of succumbing to deceit to achieve their ends. This is a common affliction among sinful mankind. By very definition, that man is sinful, he uses hypocrisy, self-seeking and deceitfulness, and other unsatisfactory and immoral deeds to achieve his objective. Also, people in the church need to be on guard against this great danger, and this is what the Savior warns against in the gospel principle for this day, when he tells the people of his time that they are basically dishonest because they put forth a front which is deceit, and inwardly they are as far removed from the Word of God and from his principles as unbelievers. This dire warning against arrogance, against pride and self-righteousness of the people confronting him from our Savior indirectly also includes then a strong reminder for his faithful children that we preserve Christian integrity, the very opposite of the undesirable false attributes which Jesus ascribed to the large number of people in his day. Integrity, on the other hand, is based on the humble confession that even though we are saints in Christ and heirs of eternal life, we are yet sinners. Integrity guides us in dealing with our brother or sister to seek only his welfare and only his salvation in our whole approach to him, even if we have to reprove him for some shortcoming or even for some sin. And not to use that weakness in our fellow man in order to seek our own benefit. As St. Paul says, brethren, if any of you is overtaken by a fault, you who are spiritual minded, restore such a one in a spirit of meekness, considering yourself lest you also be tempted. May our gracious God preserve in us, through the work of his Holy Spirit, true Christian integrity. Amen.